Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, take control of the show. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got all kinds of good stuff, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We were just sent a new validated shrine picture. So we've got
great
three specific categories. The Shrine of Female Listeners is dedicated to, well, obviously, female listeners. And we want to show
That's
you off.
That's why we called it the Shrine of Female Listeners.
We want to enshrine you and show you off and prove that Free Talk Live has women listening. Not only that, a variety of women of all shapes, sizes, colors, ages, religious affiliations. They're all there. There's actually dozens of them. We've got three categories. There's the validated category, mm-hmm. which is the one of the newer ones, where the ladies in the validated category actually being photographed with some sort of evidence that they listen to Free Talk Live. Then there's a regular shrine category that's been around the longest. And so most of those ladies submitted their picture before there was even a validated option. So it's just kind of regular pictures that the women sent in, and we certainly appreciate those as well. And then the third category is the Hall of Shame, which is dedicated to those ladies who have fooled us over the years, or in some cases didn't fool us at all for a moment, but either way, the Hall of Shame.
Attempted to fool us.
Those ladies like Johnson.
Yeah, exactly. So, you can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all of that on the house. So, check it out. It's free.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. All right, so let's do an email to kick this out, this particular hour off with. You can email the show at FTL at freetalklive.com. And Jefferson emails us saying, "Hello, FTL team. As a relatively new listener, I must congratulate you on devoting so much of your time and effort to bring the message of liberty to a new audience."
Thank you, Jefferson.
Well, that's awesome.
Somebody has to do it, and it might as well be Free Talk Live. He says, "I do, however, feel you're doing yourselves and your listeners a disservice."
There's always a however, you know?
"I really like what you're doing, but you suck."
If
you just wouldn't do it so badly.
He says, "By your increasing tendency, especially on Ian's part, to promoting conspiracy theories and fringe sovereignty schemes. In the long term, I truly believe this hurts your credibility and weakens the important message that liberty is a right we must defend or lose." And I thought to myself, whoa, that's an interesting accusation. Because normally when a conspiracy theory comes up on this show, and they do, it's a show about the caller, so anybody can call in about anything. I mean, we've heard everything from this chemtrail nonsense to theories about 9/11 and other things like that.
Some might say the gold money issue is a fringe liberty issue. You know?
Maybe. I don't know. But one thing is for sure, this is Free Talk Live, and so since anything goes, I mean, we can't, if you call in and you want to talk about one of these fringe issues, we're not going to turn your call away. You know, we want to hear what you have to say. We want to give our opinions on the issues. We're not going to censor that.
But he's saying, in your case, you're supporting some of them.
And there are times when people call in with those types of crazy conspiracy, just whack job theories, where not only will we let them on the air, then we will also tear their theories down.
Absolutely.
Ridicule them openly and mercilessly.
I think what he's referring to
especially
here,
14.
I think what he's referring to specifically might be that recently we were talking about the idea of the, again, this is something that we hear about from our listeners, the idea that because the government writes your name in all capital letters, that means that there's this alternate bizarro fictitious person out there that really isn't you. And we love exploring stuff like that on the air. I mean,
because there's a different ASCII value for a capital letter than there is for a lowercase letter, so it's a fake identity. Those characters don't correlate to your name.
It was an interesting idea, and it was something that we'd never heard of before on the show. Usually you get the same old theories repeated, you know, as far as
I haven't heard chemtrails in a while, and I love
thank
that
goodness
one.
Now we bring it up, we'll probably have it coming out of the woodwork.
I do love chemtrails. That just tickles the crap out of me. That suddenly airplanes are dropping. You know, the contrails that have been in the air since I was a kid are now filled with little metal shavings.
Now they're evil. It's the government trying to kill everyone.
They look the same to me.
Yeah.
See, the whole goal is to set up this field so they can alter the magnetic resonance of the planet and just flip that switch that they've been slowly breeding into human beings through recombinant growth hormone in beef.
And the switch allows them to do what? Turn everyone into slaves or something?
Look, it's going to flip the switch, okay?
Uh-huh, okay?
And when the switch is flipped, there ain't no unflipping.
That's what the bankers want to do. They want to control the Earth.
This is not a conspiracy theory show. And like you're saying, we quite frequently will break down conspiracy theories on the air and attack them. But at the same time, we wouldn't be Free Talk Live if we disallowed them.
I think Ian is a little more predisposed to conspiracy theories than the rest of us, though. That's what I believe.
Ian is more apt to be the one, if someone says that any sort of government organization is doing anything bad, regardless of how completely whacked and just crazy it is, Ian will be, if anyone is going to defend that person's viewpoint and try and tear down the government, Ian will normally be the first one.
Well, and also, I would like to say that the Liberty Movement, like it or not, is full of, at least there's a large contingent of, folks that are a little wacky about certain theories.
And I think it's fair to also say that there's plenty of wacky people in the Republican and Democrat movements
as well. But, you know, I don't know if I think we got a larger segment of the Skull and Bones.
I don't think the Skull and Bones, but there's plenty of kooks about the environment in the Democratic Party, and there's kooks about, I don't know what in the Republic. I mean, the survivalism and things like that.
There are a lot of kooks in the Democratic Party and in the Republican Party and things like that. But when I go to libertarian events or I go to a lot of these like pro freedom rallies or things like that, I have a tendency to see that these groups that the liberty minded groups just have a higher concentration of those people. Like, that seems to be the primary percentage of the people that you see at this type of a thing. You know, that's one thing about the Free State Project is it's just such a tight concentration of very colorful folks.
It is.
They have a variety, and the Liberty Movement has a variety of people involved. Let me continue with Jefferson's email, and we'll continue to address it here. He says, I'm not going to go into a full discussion of how conspiracy theories evolve or about how they distract us from the real struggle of getting government out of our lives. I only suggest you investigate the well-reasoned arguments of Michael Cloud, Harry Brown, and other thinking libertarians who've addressed the issue better than I ever could. Well, as a matter of fact, we frequently approach conspiracy theories from that exact same viewpoint on this show, the idea that it doesn't matter who bombed the World Trade Center. It doesn't matter who was flying the jets. What matters is it happened. And as a result, government has gotten bigger. And what we need to do is make government smaller. I think we focus on that quite a bit. But when somebody calls in and brings up this bizarro idea about this alternate fictitious person that the government has created, I think it's deserving of being talked about. I don't think that it's fair to censor that kind of stuff. He goes on to say, the last shreds of liberty are under attack in America, and we had better take action now. Whether that attack is by some great conspiracy or the result of the individual greed of the power-hungry people government attracts to itself, as I believe, it's not important now. The proper time to address the question of how the assault on liberty came about will be after we stop it, not in the middle of the struggle. The fact is that while both history and law are open to various interpretations, the government has the power to force their interpretation on us at the point of a gun. We can argue about why we were pulled into wars. We can claim that we have no obligation to pay taxes, to get a social security number, or whatever. But in the end, if we don't take away the power of government to inflict force upon us, it just doesn't matter.
Well, the point on this is, it doesn't seem like people will get on the side of liberty until it affects them directly. If that effect is a social security number, if that effect is a drug charge, whatever that effect might be for a person, that's what gets them on board.
We're going to come back with more. Your calls, 800-259-9231, whatever you want to talk about. This is Free Talk Live, so take control. 1-800-259-9231.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877 1-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Menwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find all kinds of fun stuff, including the live streaming that we've got. Broadband, dial-up users, you can all listen. It's free. We have two different streams, the broadband and dial-up streams, and they cost you nothing at freetalklive.com. All we ask you do is you go and vote for the show. Thanks to your votes so far this month, we're ranked, I believe, as of the start of the show, I actually haven't checked within the last hour and a half, but we were ranked at number 4 when we started, and a couple days ago we were 9 or 10, so we've been constantly climbing up the charts.
Well, that's good.
And we may very well be able to get to number 1 this month, although the competition is definitely heated, so we need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show. It's absolutely free. It takes you just a moment, and all you need is an email address. It's that simple.
You know, we're number 4, and I would love to be number 3 by the end of the show.
Be awesome.
We're only separated by like 20 votes.
If you have voted already, tell some friends. Send some instant messages out. Send a few emails out to some friends and tell them about the show and ask them to go to vote.freetalklive.com and take part.
Matter of fact, the separation is less than 20.
There you go.
It's 8-17.
So 20 votes will put us well over into third place then.
Yep, that's what we need, listeners.
All right, so we were reading an email from Jefferson, and Jefferson is concerned. You can email the show, by the way, at ftl@freetalklive.com. He's concerned we're talking about some fringe issues here on Free Talk Live.
He's probably right.
He's concerned that that talking about fringe issues is going to make us look bad, I guess.
Hard to make us look good.
Although, you know, it's very... it is rare, though, that we get critique, and I'm the first person to read critique on the air here on Free Talk Live. We're not one of those shows that hides from that sort of thing. And so he's claiming that, he says, we can argue about why we were pulled into wars. We can claim we have no obligation to pay taxes, to get a Social Security number, or whatever. But in the end, if it doesn't take away the power of the government to inflict force upon us, it just doesn't matter. Well, we were talking about why we were pulled into wars. It was our Memorial Day episode. We were talking about all of the lies that government tells to get us into war. I think that's completely relevant. And I actually had some further email conversations with Jefferson where he specified that he didn't believe that the Pearl Harbor situation happened in quite the way that we said it did. You know, with as far as he admitted that we had cracked the code, but he felt like we didn't actually know that the attack was going to happen at Pearl Harbor. Now, I don't know. I might have to take his word on this. I've heard from some others. I think Harry Brown was one of them, a very well-known libertarian, that was the situation, that we knew that Pearl Harbor was specifically going to happen. But maybe he's right. Maybe we didn't know that. Either way, the point is, over time, governments have manufactured reasons to get us into conflict. Now, I realize that this is ancient history and everything, but talking about history is totally legitimate. Because talking about history, now, again, whether we have the facts exactly right or not, I don't think is really the issue. To my knowledge, I thought we did have the facts correctly, but I'm the first to admit that we could be wrong.
If we were on the air in, 1964, mm-hmm. and we were talking about how the Bay of Tonkin in the Vietnam, which no
Gulf
one can dispute this. What?
Gulf of Tonkin.
Gulf of Tonkin. Excuse me. No one can dispute this particular one. The Gulf of Tonkin.
I didn't think anyone could dispute World War II.
I don't think you really can either, but I'm going to leave it alone.
Right.
If the Gulf of Tonkin attack was, you know, made up by the government, we'd have been called crackpot fringes.
Absolutely.
You know, definitely crackpots, coming from the fringe. Now, we don't say this on Free Talk Live, that we believe that the government blew up the World Trade Centers or, you know, it was some little plane that...
I think Johnson believes in that, though.
He may.
I don't know who did it, personally. I don't accept the government story. I mean, do you accept Jefferson, our emailer, do you accept everything the government tells you? I sure don't.
Seems a little dangerous. I don't know if it's the government necessarily, major news media.
They report what the government says. The mainstream media takes press releases from the government, puts their header on it, and they release them.
That's not the only way they get news. They definitely do that for government-type news, but not necessarily for something like... 9/11. I mean, they've managed to research these Saudis there were over there mm-hmm. that hijacked these planes. I mean, they followed their lives. I mean, these guys existed. They did it. I don't know, you know.
Turns out that some of them still exist, according to some reports. And some of these reports were in the major media, just weren't really talked about. Anyway, so he's talking about, so as far as talking about what started wars, totally relevant. History is important to learn about, because if you don't learn history, you're doomed to repeat it, right? If you don't take it to heart, you're doomed to end up repeating history. And as a result...
I don't buy that at all.
You don't buy that at all? You don't think we're repeating any history here in this country right now?
I'm not saying that we aren't repeating history, but I don't think that has anything to do with a lack of knowledge of history. As a matter of fact, I think it has to do specifically with an intensive knowledge of history.
You think people who know history are more likely to repeat it because things have worked so well in the past?
Well, I don't really think... Well, first of all, I know people who have seen that things have worked well in the past are definitely going to try to do them again. Perhaps take a look at something and update it for the times and mm-hmm. find whatever it was that may have caused a particular plan to fail and try it again. But I don't really think that a knowledge of history either way is would have that much of an effect. I don't really think that has anything to do with why we're repeating history.
Okay, fair enough. But either way, it is important to know that governments absolutely have, and specifically the United States government, absolutely has manufactured reasons to get into war. And that's important to talk about because people died as a result of it. No, this isn't just some little issue with your local government being dishonest about something. This is a serious life and death issue. And it's important to know that all of the, like most all of the major wars we've been in have basically been setups. I think that's totally legit. Anyway, he also focuses on the Social Security number. He says that we can claim we have no obligation to pay taxes if you get a Social Security number. And in a different email, he kind of goes into his backstory on that and why he believes that he sort of goes and almost defends Social Security. He claims that, well, because of the 16th Amendment, the government has the constitutional authority to collect income taxes, and the Social Security tax is a tax on income and therefore authorized by the 16th Amendment. I mean, you're making excuses for the federal government. Now, if that's how you believe, that's fine, and we'll talk about it here. But I happen to totally agree with the idea that we created them. Then they created Social Security. How does that give them the authority to enforce Social Security on us? How? How can you rationalize that?
It's an excellent question.
Well, those are the questions we ask here on Free Talk Live. And if you want to call me fringe for doing that, okay. Whatever. I think it's totally legitimate.
Well, I think your political viewpoints are very fringe.
Yes, they are.
Absolutely, and that's what makes Free Talk Live so much fun. Anyway, Jefferson, we really do appreciate the email, and if you got any comments in the future, feel free. We'd love to hear from you as well by phone, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. So, Torgo, where are we going to go next?
We're going to get a little holy here.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to talk about Jesus. And, Where Jesus has been appearing recently.
He's returned?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus showed up recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
somewhere special.
Somewhere kind of special.
He didn't do that virgin birth thing again, did he?
Well, no, not exactly.
We're going to come back with the details on this. And if you've got comments, of course, 800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up any old thing. This is Free Talk Live, whether it be a political issue or a personal problem. 1-800-259-9231. We'll find out where Jesus is. He's back. He's back in... Well, you're going to love it. We're coming back with more. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, M.D.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're inside hour number two of the show. It's the Friday night edition. And anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, even pop culture. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find the bulletin board system. It's our digital playground. We've got thousands of posts, over 17,000 posts for you to surf around through, and over 500 users interacting. It's all free. And it's all online at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manmuch.
Jesus is back, Torgo? What's going on?
Jesus is back. The face of Jesus has appeared in an ultrasound scan of a baby in the womb. A stunned mother-to-be Erica Brazier saw the image 7 months into her troubled pregnancy with her daughter. Here's a picture here, Ian.
Yeah, I saw it earlier on online. You pulled this from FARC, correct?
I did.
So anybody that wants to see it can go to FARC.com and search for Jesus. And
just do a find for Jesus on the front page.
Looks like something.
I don't know. In this other picture here, it kind of pulled out. It resembles Jesus.
Okay.
It resembles the modern image of Jesus, I guess, in a way that any other spots possibly could. It was taken after her high blood pressure threatened the baby, who ended up being born a month early. So the baby has been born.
So the baby doesn't actually look like Jesus?
No. The baby's name is Aaliyah.
Did you expect him? Did you expect Jesus to have a beard when he was born?
Well, is it possible Jesus could come back as a woman?
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
that be kind of like a curveball? Wouldn't God just be throwing a good curveball on that one? Hey, Jesus is actually a woman now. I've changed my mind.
Perhaps what it was is Jesus was there to bring back the spirit of someone else who died, which is why the baby's name is Aaliyah. They're bringing back the dead rap star. Exactly, one of God's true, you know, special angels
she died
here
too
on
early.
Earth.
She
That's
died
right.
Early in a plane crash.
Actually, people just need to see that again is what it is.
What, the plane crash?
I'm sorry. I had a thing with Aaliyah. I clapped.
Oh, really?
I clapped and danced when that happened.
Why?
I'm a terrible person.
Yes.
I'm a terrible person.
What did she do to you?
You know, I didn't really have a problem with her until I heard all of the details surrounding the plane crash.
Really?
And the fact that it's entirely her fault that she died.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
What did she do?
Because of her demanding rock star ways, that's what killed her.
Oh, wasn't it something about she wanted too much luggage on the flight or something?
All of her equipment and all of this stuff, all of the like speakers and everything, the plane she was supposed to take was getting repaired. So they had a smaller plane available, and they were going to end up having to take two planes and have a second plane for all of the equipment and stuff, and she didn't want to do that.
So she demanded,
and the pilot was like, that is too heavy for this plane, but she's like, no. And she demanded that all this stuff be put on the plane. So all the stuff got put on the plane, and it crashed. And
so she murdered that pilot, is what you're saying.
She's a murderer.
That is horrible. I guess if you're a pilot of a plane and you know that you're not going to make it, or the odds are against you making it, I understand that she's a big client, and she probably paid a pretty penny for the flight.
Well, the regular pilot didn't fly that plane. Someone else did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he bailed out or something?
He's like, I'm not flying that thing. I'll be surprised if it gets off the ground.
It was probably one of her roadies that ended up flying it.
Like a bodyguard or something.
Well, one of the guys that does, it's good enough. One of those kind of guys. Right. We'll be fine.
The wing was held on with duct tape.
Jeez. So Jesus appeared in an ultrasound. Are there people, like, flocking around the hospital? Because normally when the Virgin Mary appears on the side of a wall or a window or something, you've got all these people that show up out of nowhere and just live and just to camp out around the area.
I'm telling you, this woman should have decided while they were in there, you know, if she had, should have gotten a cesarean section so that she could have a hysterectomy at the same time, and then she could have just preserved the thing in a jar and sold it on eBay like 15 years later.
Oh, you mean the baby?
No, not the baby. The section of her uterus that Jesus appeared on.
Well, she could still sell the original of the...
She could still sell the baby.
The original of the ultrasound.
Yes, the original copy.
That's
now, is it possible that this happened while she was watching
Which would you rather buy? Would you rather buy a picture of where Jesus appeared, or would you rather buy, if you were going to buy, you know, an appearance of Jesus type item, would you rather buy a picture of where he was at or the place where he was?
Wait a minute. Are you asking me if I'd like to buy a uterus in a jar?
Yes. No, I'm not asking you if you'd like to buy a uterus in a jar. I'm asking you if you had to buy,
I can tell you, not buying uterus.
But you're not a religious zealot. You're not head over heels.
It doesn't
for
really
Jesus
matter what it is. I'm crazy about Star Wars. It's not going to get me to buy a uterus in a jar.
What about a placenta in a bag?
No.
Okay.
Don't want any pieces of any humans in any containers.
Odds are, of course, this was...
I don't want your fingernail clipped.
So you just want a dog paw on a table, then.
Does the article actually go into as to what might have created this image? Just total random noise from the ultrasound?
It doesn't give any information what it is.
Or maybe it was somebody who was just kind of playing around and just photoshopped an image just to see what he could... You know, see if he could fool anybody.
No,
you never know these days.
Officials at the hospital specifically say that these are the original images and were not doctored at all.
So. I see. Got it. Officials with Photoshop ability. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Email from Condridge. Hey, Ian and Manwich and Torgo.
Yeah,
Just started tuning into the podcast of your show recently, and I'm very much enjoying it. You got my podcast tally vote yesterday, and you could vote just like Condridge if you go to vote.freetalklive.com.
You know, about five people have voted.
That's fantastic.
Since we asked, and we need just a few more. I think it's a total of, I don't know, something like 15 votes in order to overtake the number three slot.
He says, I particularly enjoyed your Memorial Day episode where you gave a completely non-statist, non-propaganda description of America's war of the past century. See, you can't make everybody happy all of the time, can you? We had one guy email before who took objection to us talking about what got us into wars. And now here's Condridge emailing saying, thank you. Thank you for doing that show. So you just have to go with it. You just have to go with it and whatever works.
It's talk radio. You just talk and then people complain about it.
Being Canadian, I don't fully understand America's desire to spend billions of dollars and countless lives on projecting herself around the world as an imperial power.
Being American, I don't understand it either.
Yeah, nor do I. It's a power thing. Particularly when...
Actually, I do understand it. I realize that war is the health of the state.
Yes.
And that the state
But
wants
why doesn't
to
Canada
grow?
Want to be a healthy state? You know, why doesn't... Well, maybe they just expand their
they
state.
They support us a little too much to my, you know, to my opinion.
But they're not out there trying to rule the world. You know, there's plenty of terrible states out there, but even North Korea stays within its bounds.
They don't have the population to be able to pull
okay,
that out.
Okay, fair enough.
The tax base.
Particularly when this tends to create more enemies than it quells. You spoke of the fact that the United States would be much better off selling all its military bases around the world and completely pulling out, and I agree with you on this point. The question I'd like to hear you discuss is how this can be done now that those very bases have created so many enemies. Will the enemies of the United States just put down their arms if America sells off its army? I would think that they would take the opportunity to purchase the tanks, etc., from the great United States sell-off and then use them on the then defenseless America. What are your thoughts on this? How can America safely extricate herself from the absolutely embroiled position that she has created?
Well, I think, personally, imagine a bully in a schoolyard who's picked on you for a little while. You know, he's picked on you the whole third grade. And then suddenly the bully, you know, says, you know what, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it anymore.
Right.
And, you know, he throws down the stick that he's been using to beat you with. I don't know.
Right.
Are you going to be mad at the bully? Are you going to take the opportunity to kick him kick him in the pants when he's bending over?
I know I wouldn't. We'll come back. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Could that be done successfully, selling all the military bases and all the tanks? 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Anything goes. It's the Friday night edition. And a team here with you.
And Torgo.
And Menwich.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you miss a moment of the show, you can get the last 6 days right on the front page of the site. In fact, we go even farther back. If you dig in a little bit, you'll find us that we go all the way back to March 1st. And as you scroll down through the archives, you'll find that you can vote for us at a couple different sites like podtower.com and podcastalley.com, which is the big voting push for this month. We want you to go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. You punch in your email address. If you want, you can leave a comment. That's not required. And then you click vote now. They'll send a confirmation email to you. You open that email, click the link inside, and you're done. It's that simple.
All we need is 13 votes in order to be number 3.
And we will be number 3, I'm sure, by tomorrow night.
I need to be number 3.
No doubt about it.
By the end of the show.
So there you go. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. Help us out. The more votes we get, the more listeners we get. The more listeners we get, the more votes we get. And eventually we'll be the number one talk show in the world.
Once again.
Once again. All right. So
it seems to switch every month.
We've been the number one. I know, but we've been the number one podcast talk show in the world. We've been the number one podcast, period, in the world. But we need to be the number one talk show.
Oh, I see.
We need to dethrone Rush. Think it's possible? Nothing lasts forever, man. Which,
wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to imagine.
Somebody, you know, Woolworths is out of
people.
Woolworths is out of business now, and so eventually the giant will come crashing down.
He does have to die.
That's true. Maybe he'll OD.
We will probably outlive him.
1-800-259-9231.
If you don't make the government mad enough that they put out an assassination plot against you.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not good. All right. So we've got emails. We've got, let's see. Do we have a call line? I don't know if we do. No, we don't. Okay. So here's some news about the FEC.
What is the FEC?
The FEC, the Federal Election Commission.
Okay.
This is not normally a newsworthy agency. In fact, it's just a bunch of boring bureaucrats for the most part. But they're threatening somebody. They're threatening a number of people.
Mm.
They're threatening the webloggers, or the bloggers, as they prefer to be called. They pride themselves on freewheeling political activism. This from Yahoo News or Chicago Tribune. They might face new federal rules on candidate endorsements. We actually talked about this as something that was coming down the pipe a couple months back.
Yes, we did.
And now we're getting closer. Now they've actually drafted the rules that would be applying to blogs.
How can they possibly affect free speech like this?
Well, here we go. The draft rules, which enforce campaign finance laws, would require that paid political advertisements on the Internet declare who funded the ad, as television spots do. Similar disclaimers would be placed on political websites, as well as on emails sent to people on purchased lists containing more than 500 addresses. The FEC is also considering whether to require web bloggers called bloggers to disclose whether they got money or whether they get money from a campaign committee or a candidate, and to reveal whether they are being paid to write about certain candidates or solicit contributions on their behalf.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Why is it the most ridiculous thing?
One of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. Probably not the most. The most ridiculous thing I've heard in the past 2 weeks, I will tell you that.
Okay.
What's your major problem with it?
And for me, that's the same as ever, really, because of my memory. I'm sorry, I have a huge issue with someone who is running their own private opinion, their own private opinion website
mm-hmm.
that's available for free. They're just freely making their opinion known to anyone who wants to,
right?
Who wants to come and get it. They're now being regulated as to whether or not they have to reveal why they're making this opinion known. If I want to take money to actively make a statement on something, that's my own business. I don't need to disclose that information to anyone.
Well,
I also have a problem with disclosure in media where if someone, for example, if if CNN, for example, is doing a story on AOL or something that's happening with Time Warner, mm-hmm. They have to do this thing where they say that they are owned by Time Warner and all this stuff. I hate that. I hate it so much.
Well, I don't like that it's mandated. I think that all these rules that are that the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, has, and some of the newest ones are from the McCain-Feingold Campaign Reform Act, which just created more and more requirements like you're talking about, where of course, you have to tag every television ad with paid for by.
Right.
You have to put that on there. You have to put it on the screen and all these requirements. Well, let's make it voluntary. Let's make it so that if a candidate wants to reveal who's funding him, he can. And if he feels like, because there's going to be a lot of people out there who think that that's important. There are a lot of voters who like the idea of being able to open a campaign's books and take a look and see who the donors are. Take a look and see who the contributors are. And so I totally understand that. But shouldn't the candidate be able to decide whether or not he wants to open the books? And if he chooses to not open his books, shouldn't he just be taking a risk that he won't get those voters?
Yeah, definitely.
That somebody won't vote for him.
So what they're trying to do here is they're trying to take their stupid rules that they have about television and radio advertising and apply it to the World Wide Web. So they're saying that if you're not getting money for your political opinions, if you're not if you do have a blog, by the way, Torgo.
Yes, I do.
So you are actually going to possibly be affected by this. Now, you didn't get any money from the Libertarian candidate in the year 2004.
No, I did not.
You may have endorsed him on your blog. I'm not sure if you did or not. But if you were to have endorsed him and it was discovered that they had paid you, then you would fall underneath these rules. If you had just endorsed him and they hadn't paid you, then you wouldn't have to reveal anything.
Right. I actually endorsed him on a much bigger blog than my own, so.
Well, it makes me wonder, what are they going to do? Are they going to run stings? How else are they going to know? I mean, how are they going to find out? I suppose they could look at the campaign's finances and look and see where they've been spending their money and try and trace you down that way, and then look and see, okay, it looks like the Libertarian candidate spent money on Torgo. Let's go look up Torgo and see if he has a blog, and if he does and if he hasn't revealed it, then we're going to bust him. More coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
It was a human tragedy and a legal dispute that rocked the nation that could have been avoided with a simple living will. Something for you to think about and do something about. A living will can be yours as part of the Master Estate Kit for only $39.95. Simple directions show you how to complete a living will that guarantees your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible illness or injury. Valid nationwide and fully guaranteed, the Master Estate Kit also includes a legal will kit and power of attorney kit that covers both financial and health care needs. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-810-1234 to order your living will kit, the complimentary will kit, and the power of attorney kit. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping for the complete master estate kit. Call 1-800-810-1234. That's 1-800-810-1234.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You want to take control of the airwaves, now's the time to do it. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. Only here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, though, so moments remain. Although this is not it for this week. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 Eastern. And we also have our live Saturday show that we do from 7 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So be here with us for that tomorrow night. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information, you can call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Again, that is 888-532-4604. Or you can visit them online at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. We're talking about the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission. They have, according to this article, they've been reluctant to craft rules for the Internet. But now they have to do it. Because some judge out there said that they had to treat the Internet on the same level and the bloggers on the same level as media, as traditional media like television and radio advertising. So now they're creating new rules. They're creating rules to apply to people who have weblogs and who have political opinions and who are expressing them. And it's very scary.
It's bad enough they're already treating radio and television the way they do. They do not need to expand this to other forms of expression at all.
Well, according to, let's see here, Carol Dar, director of the Institute for Politics, Democracy, and the Internet, says, I think the FEC needs to regulate ordinary people as lightly as possible. I think they need to be abolished, personally. But that's what Carol thinks. But as internet technology improves, she said politicians, corporations, and unions will learn where to go to reach unconverted people. They'll use the internet more and more. People like me, who are worried about corporate and union abuse, are less comfortable with that. What's that mean? Well, that sounds like gobbledygook to me. What's she talking about?
Corporate and union abuse?
They're going to reach us and it makes her uncomfortable?
I don't like the fact that someone's I might hear an opinion that's not my own.
Right, and I might not be able to trace the source.
I might hear it from someone who didn't originally think of it, and that's bad.
Opponents of the regulations, including many bloggers, worry that freedom of speech would suffer and that the rules would have a chilling effect on the lively political discussions that occur online. FEC regulation...
No, that's not going to happen.
FEC regulation, they say, would unfairly punish individuals, adding that nothing happened in the 2004 elections to warrant intervention. Adam Bonin, lawyer in Philadelphia, says that his clients want to know that they are protected in terms of reporting, advocacy, fundraising for candidates, and accepting advertising. He added they want to make sure the regulations are clear enough so they and their users feel confident they can speak without worrying the FEC will issue a subpoena for innocuous activities. Well, none of these rules make me comfortable. In fact, FEC Commissioner Bradley Smith, one of the bureaucrats on the board, this is the same guy that actually originally broke this story. He actually came out and said, hey, you guys, this is going to happen. These other bureaucrats are pushing for these rules. Apparently he's not for them. In fact, Smith cautioned that the rules, if they are approved, could be more restrictive than many think. And he predicted that more rules are likely to follow. If anybody knows, it would be this guy. If anybody knows how the government works, it would be somebody on the inside. And we talk about it all the time here on Free Talk Live. When you create a government program, it grows out of control far beyond its bounds. Already the FCC is growing out of control. It's going to try now and regulate internet communications. But once they start regulating internet communications, that just means they'll have the freedom to crack down even more. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mendel.
We'll talk to you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time for the live Saturday show. In the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to go vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. Have a good night.
If you're tired...